2015年，我们可以在这里一起同心敬拜，更是一起同心的侍奉。
Praise God that in this year 2015, that we can have this opportunity to serve it together and worship God together.
我知道今天有国语堂的弟兄姐妹，语堂的弟兄姐妹啊，还有 Hello English Congregation 啊 ，Where are you?
I know today that we not only have a Cantonese congregation here, we also have a simulcast with the English congregation.
Yeah, 我们可以欢喜快乐一起敬拜，真是神的恩典。
It is a grace, it's God's grace so that we could worship together and rejoice in the Lord.
2015年的开始，我们有一个这样美好的题目。
In 2015, we have this wonderful topic.
生命成长，靠主喜乐。
It's to grow, and rejoice in the Lord.
当然，一个人的生命会成长，肯定我们会靠主喜乐的。
Of course, once a person's life is growing, then we must be rejoicing in the Lord.
所以，圣经腓立比书在第四章四节这样说。
So that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said this.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
我再说。
I will say it again.
你们要什么？喜乐。是的，这是一个属灵的人应该有的生命表现。
True. This is what a spiritual man should display in his life.
那就是喜乐。
It is joy.
当然人生有高潮有低潮。
Of course, there's a highway and low ways in the life's way.
但是我们可以靠主喜乐。
But we can rejoice in the Lord.
原因是什么呢？
What is the reason?
那么在腓立比书第一章二十五节讲一个重要的道理。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 25, there's a very important principle.
他说啊，我既然这样深信，就知道人住在世间，与你们众人同在。下面一起读好不好？使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，在我们所信的道上能长进就能喜乐。
If we can grow in the way that we believe, then we could rejoice.
这就是为什么我们今天的主题，生命成长靠主喜乐。
That is why the theme of this year is growing in life and rejoicing in the Lord.
那么今天我们要分享第一个主要的信息。
Today we will have the first segment of the message.
那就是不因为成就，乃因为乃靠着成圣。
It's not by works, but by sanctification.
我们刚读了腓立比书刚刚这一段第三章一到十一节的经文。
We just read Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 to 11.
那么这里说到什么呢？保罗说什么呢？他说：“弟兄们，我还有话要说，你们要靠主喜乐。”我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们确实妥当。那么第二节非常强烈了，用三个词汇来描写了，应当防备，第一呢，犬类，防备什么呢？作恶的，防备妄自行割的，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督里夸口，不靠肉体的。
Further, my brothers and sisters,Rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same thing to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, evildoers, and those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Holy Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh.
腓立比教会在新约当时的教会里面算是一个比较好的教会。
The church at the Philippi was considered one of the best church at the time.
不过不是没有问题。
But it is not without any problem.
腓立比书提到有犬类。
But in the Philippians, it talks about dogs.
那么请大家一定要转换时间空间。
Now we must transcend into the time.
因为我们现在看狗跟那个时候犹太人看狗是完全两个世界。
The dogs that we see today is completely different from the dogs that are back in Jesus' time.
哦，我们现在的狗啊是宠物啊，对吧？哎呀。
The dogs we have now are pets.
我有个好朋友啊。
I have a good friend.
哦，他的狗可以跟他睡，他先生不能跟他睡。
She has a dog, but the dog can sleep with her, but not her husband.
不过当时的犹太社会，狗不是这样的。
But at the time that the dogs were not like that.
那个时候的狗都是野狗。
All the dogs back then were wild dogs, were not domesticated.
到处乱找东西吃。
They were like scavengers looking for food.
包括一些动物的尸体等等。
And including the carcasses of animals.
所以对犹太人而言，这个狗是不洁净的。
So to Jewish, these people, they are the dogs were not clean.
所以犬类是一个骂人的话。
So dogs refer is a way to insult people.
比较像我们华人过去啊，我们用这个来也是骂人的啊。那么第二呢，他说这个犬类是什么？是作恶的。
Secondly, he talked about those dogs were evil doers.
那么怎么样个犬类法，怎么个作恶法呢？
What kind of evil things do they do?
下面解释了。
So there's an explanation that follows.
就是妄自行割的。
Those mutilators in of flesh.
什么叫妄自行割呢？
What does it mean by mutilators of the flesh?
犹太人需要受割礼。
The Hebrews, they're required to have circumcision.
那么这个割礼代表着洁净。
Circumcision means cleansing.
也代表着一个与神的记号。
And it's also a mark with a covenant with God.
但是很多当时的犹太人
But the Hebrews, the Jewish people at the time,
他们以守割礼作为一个排斥外人的手段了。
So they used circumcision as a way to exclude Gentiles.
所以他就觉得我有守割礼啊，你没有啊。
So therefore they boast themselves of their circumcision.
所以你们是外邦人。
Therefore, you are the Gentile.
换句话说，他以守这个割礼作为自我夸口的媒介。
Therefore, they use the circumcision as a way to boast themselves.
所以，圣经就说他们是靠肉体夸口的。
Therefore, Scripture says they put confidence in flesh.
这里所谓的肉体。
And the flesh that's referred to here.
不只是这个身体，这个肉体啊。
Not just the physical body.
其实这里。在新约圣经讲到肉体的时候
In the New Testament, when we were referred to the body,
是包括你的心灵、生理还有灵里面的状态。
It includes your body, mind and soul.
一个人还没有经历耶稣救恩之前的所有这些状态。
And the condition of someone who before they experiencing God.
所以就包括一个人的人生观。价值观等等。
So it includes individuals' visions and their value system.
换句话说，靠着肉体是什么意思呢？
In other words, what does it mean by put confidence in flesh?
就是一个属于世界的价值观。
It is a world view.
这个价值观可以用现在的话来说，是一个世俗的观点了。
And in today's word, it is a secular viewpoint.
那么这里圣经提到他说第四节继续说，其实要靠肉体的话，我还可以啊，我还有很多可以发口的世俗的成就呢。
Although that I have a reason to put confidence in faith, because I have many secular reasons for doing so.
那么从第四节开始。
From verse four.
保罗说，别人假如要靠肉体，我也可以。
If someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in faith,
他说第五节，他说我第八天就受割礼了。
He said that I was circumcised on the eighth day.
这是犹太人传统，正统犹太人传统的做法。
This is a tradition for the Jewish people.
所以我是以色列族的，我是纯正的犹太人。
I was the people of Israel.
我是便雅悯支派的人。
The tribe of Benjamin.
哦，假如你知道便雅悯支派的话。
If you know the tribe of Benjamin.
哦，这里出现了犹太人的第一个国王。
The first king of Israel was from the tribe of Benjamin.
然后他说是由希伯来人生的希伯来人。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
换句话说，他是非常的纯正的血统纯正啊。
In other words, that means that he is really pure Jewish in descent.
不止如此，他说。我呢还是法利赛人。
Not only so, but he also referred to himself as a Pharisee.
这个也要我们进入时空去了解了哈。
We also need to transcend back to the time.
我们认识法利赛人是透过读四福音来的，对不对
？How do we know Pharisees? We learn that from reading the gospel.
每一次读四福音呢，已经把法利赛人透过一个基督徒的眼光去看了。
Every time when we read the gospels, we see Pharisees from a Christian viewpoint.
那就是啊，是什么人啊，假冒为善的那种咯，是不是
？And of course, those are the people that are hypocrites.
不过你要从当时的人来看，法利赛人的观感呢、啊，对当时人而言，就跟我们完全相反了。
But if you were looking at from the contemporaries of Jesus' time, then they would have a completely view of those Pharisees.
当时的人以法利赛人为哇圣人啊
！At the time, the people thought Pharisees were holy. They were saints.
他们又懂圣经啊
！They knew the scriptures.
他们又有很多爱主、爱神的行动啊
！They have many actions that show that they love God.
所以对法利赛人这个词而言，对当时的人来讲，哇，那是人上人哦
！So to the people at the time, the Pharisees are people above people.
所以保罗说我是法利赛人。
So therefore Paul says I am a Pharisee.
热心说我是逼迫教会的。
As for zeal, persecuting the church.
律法上的义说我无可指责。
As for righteousness based on the law.
换句话说，保罗的一生啊，实在是充满各种的可夸之处。
So in other words.The life of Paul is full of things that he has reason to
love. 他有纯正血统，对吧
？He has the pure blood. He is the Hebrew of the Hebrews.
背景高尚啊。
And his background was above everyone else.
他是法利赛人，是吧
？He was a Pharisee.
哇，很成功啊。
Very successful.
啊，用律法的意义来讲，无可指责。
The legalistic righteousness, he was flawless.
很有成就。
He had quite a bit of accomplishment.
以这样的一个背景的人而言
For someone of that kind of background,
在当时的犹太社会
For the people at the society at the time,
他可以大可靠这些夸口的
He could boast, based on those things.
但是他说我不靠这些夸口
But he said, I don't put confidence in those.
为什么呢
Why?
下面他继续说
He continued to say,
当时是以前呢、啊对我有益的，现在的我因为基督就当作有损的。
But whatever were gained to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，他还说我也把万事当作有损，因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
换句话说
In other words,
在他的人生当中
In his life,
有成功了、啊、
He had many successes.
有很多成就了是不是
He had many achievements.
不过他说这些我已经放弃了
But he said, I gave up on all those.
我已认识耶稣基督为至宝。
So I considered the knowledge of Christ Jesus as the great surpassing worth.
换句话说，不是成功，也不是成就。
In other words, it's not the achievement. It was not the success.
我要成圣。
In order to sanctify.
我要认识耶稣为至宝。
I want to sanctify. I want to know Christ Jesus.
也就是今天我们要讲的主题了。
And this is the topic of today's sermon.
不因成就。
Not by work.
来靠成圣。
To become sanctified.
好了，那么一谈到这个主题呢，我马上就要问一个问题了啊、哦。
Now we have to ask a question.
啊，每个人都要回答这个问题啊。
Everybody have to answer the question.
预备好了没有
？Are you ready?
预备好了啊。好，那我问了啊。好，问这个问题。天下有没有完全人
？Is there anyone blameless in the world？
不用想了，没有啊。
No, the answer is no.、
哦、真的没有啊
？Really? There is really isn't anyone that is blameless?
调查一下哈、啊，我看看若教会有没有啊？这边有没有、啊？举手一下。
Anyone that raises your hand if you're blameless？
这边有没有？没有，
center,
这边没有。
Center right？
这里都没有啊。 我只要举起来，我也要放下来了。
If I raise my hand, I have to lower it too.
是啊，天下没有完全的。
There is no one that is blameless in the world.
问了英文部有没有？
English congregation, anyone that is blameless over there?
其实圣经给我们答案。
But God, the scripture has already given us the answer.
只要你读，看到经文一起读好不好？
When you see the scripture, let's read it together.
罪是从一人入了世界。 死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪，难怪没有完全人。罪因为谁呢？亚当。因着一个人入了世界，于是怎么样呢？死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪，所以我们都在亚当的影响之下。
So the scripture says in Romans 5:12, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people because all sinned.
我们说天下乌鸦怎么样？
In Chinese, there's a phrase that says that the crows are all black.
人黑不黑啊？
Are people black as well?
本我，
ourself.
黑色的啊。
It's also black.
不是因为穿黑衣服了啊。
Not because we wear black.
是里面。
It's our inside.
假如我们诚实面对自己,
if we're facing ourselves honestly,
我们必定发现我不是完全人,
then we will recognize that we're not perfect.
那怎么办呢?
So how should we solve this problem?
怎么解决这个问题?
How do we solve it?
我们知道一个人假如不完全的话,
we know if someone that is not perfect,
我们很想用不同的方法让他改善。
We want to improve this person by the different ways.
希望借着某种的过程让他成全。
We want to go through a different process in order to be blameless.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
天下没有完全人嘛。
Because there is no one that is blameless in the world.
所以所有人想出来的方法也就不完全了，是吧？
Therefore, no matter the different things that you can think of, it's not going to be perfect.
因为从不完全的人想出来的方法当然不完全。
Of course, from the imperfect man only comes the imperfect solution.
那不完全的方法能改变不完全的人吗？
Can the imperfect ways improve or help the imperfect man?
那不完全的方法不能改变不完全的人。
The imperfect methods or process cannot change imperfect man.
所以不完全的人还是不完全的人。
So therefore, the imperfect man continues to be imperfect.
那不完全他又想改变。
But because he is imperfect, he wants to change.
所以又想办法了。
Then he continues to think about ways to improve.
但是想出的办法又是不完全。
But the ways that he thought about continue to be imperfect.
这个叫做不完全的不完全逻辑。
So this is called the logic of the imperfect imperfect.
你的翻译很完全。<笑>
I wouldn't say that. It's completely imperfect.
是啊，换句话说，因着这样，我们只有承认一件事，我们不能自己救自己。
Therefore, we must admit that we cannot save ourselves.
怎么样呢？ 需要寻找一个他救的方法。
Therefore, we must seek a way that can save ourselves.
我们寻找要他救，就要寻找一位他者，就是能救我的那一位。
Then we must look for that someone who can save us.
今天是 2015年 第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday in 2015.
我相信在座也有好多家长朋友还在寻找真道的啊。
I'm sure there are many parents and friends that are continuing to look for the way.
我多么高兴看到你在这里。
I am extremely pleased to see you here.
因为你有一个寻找的心。
Because you have a heart desire to look for the way, the truth.
而了解自己不完全是第一步。
Your understanding your imperfect self is the very first step.
第二步是什么呢？
What is the next step?
那是寻找这位能使我完全的第三者，他者。You have
to seek the third person who can save you.
那么这个他者是谁呢？
So who is that other?
圣经给我们一个重要的指引哦。So
the scripture again gives us the answer.
假如你看到经文一起读好吗？
So when you see the scripture, let's read it together.
因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。这是罗马书第五章18节讲的。第一个人的义行。
So in Romans 5:18, So also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people.
这一个人的义行当然是耶稣基督末后的亚当。
And of course, this righteous act was for the last Adam.
他的义行代表他在十字架上救赎的恩典。
His righteous act represents his crucifixion and the salvation for all.
然后众人就得义称义，得称义，改变生命。
So, all people were justified.And has life.
换句话说，这是一个人成圣的开始了。
In other words, this is the beginning of someone who becomes justified.
本来是黑色的自我。
In the beginning, it was a black self.
但是现在有一点点耶稣基督的宝血了，红色了啊，我的生命开始改变了。
And now you can see there's a little blood Jesus that's red on top.
不过根据刚刚保罗所讲的话。
But based upon what Paul just said,
他说我成圣是一个过程啊。
The justification, the sanctification was a process.
换句话说，这个基督在我里面的成分就越来越高了，是不是啊？
In other words, Christ in me is a growing phenomenon.
啊，透过崇拜聚会啦。
Through worship service.
透过参加主日学啦。
Through Sunday school.
啊，透过哦，还有啊。每日读经啊
，and the daily reading of scripture
啊，今天创世纪第几章你记得吧？
Do you know what the scripture will be reading Genesis？
透过小组查经啊
，and also through the small group devotion。
透过弟兄姐妹的改变啊
，and through the transformation of our brothers and sisters。
你的基督在你里面越来越高了。
So Christ is growing more and more in you。
换句话说，这一个成圣的过程。
In other words, this process of a transformation or sanctification.
在你跟我的生命中不断发生。
And continues in our life.
于是，我们的生命应该是这样的。
And therefore, our life should look just like that.
刚开始我信耶稣，我的自我很强。
When I first believed in Jesus, myself.Was very large.
但是当我信主越久，基督在我里面越多的掌权啊。
But as I grow more and more in my faith, Jesus reigns in my life more and more.
所以以弗所书有这句话，一话一句就讲完了，是吗
？So therefore, Ephesians has this word.
我们一起读好吗
？Let's read it together in unison.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量使我们不再做小孩子长大什么成人是不是在成长是的
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 to 14
我们在
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God
长大成人
Become mature
我们耶稣基督在我们身上的成分控制掌权越来越高
The control and the growth of a Christ in our lives is growing ever more.
难怪保罗刚刚这样讲。
Therefore, Paul said that.
保罗的成圣过程。
Paul's sanctification.
他第七节说什么呢
？What was the verse 7 said?
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督就当作有损的。
But whatever were gained to me, I now consider Christ for the sake.I now consider lost for the sake of Christ.
那么中文的新译本就写因着基督这样我就改变了是不是啊
In the new translation, it says, because of for the sake of Christ.
因着基督。
Because of Christ.
因着基督。
Because of Christ.
我把以前有益的当成有损了。
I consider all the gains to me in the past as lost.
这个地方我必须要清楚解释啊。
Now I must explain.
否则我们的信仰就进到另外一个极端。
Otherwise, our faith will go to the other extreme.
他说我以前与我有益的是什么呢
？So what were the things that were gains or benefits to me before?
那就是他的血统啦、背景啦、成功啦、成就啦等等了。
So his success, his achievement, his genealogy, and all that contribute to his success.
在我们这个世界、这个社会。
In the society today,
各位也有各位的成功和成就。
Every one of you have your own success and achievement.
不是猛龙不过江。
I can't translate that.
那现在是不过不是猛龙不会飞越大西洋太平洋是吧？ 跑到美国来打拼，是不是啊？
It's not that a dragon cannot fly over the Pacific Ocean to the United States.
对啊，换句话说，我们有我们肯定有我们的成功成就啊。
Of course, we could confirm that there's definitely success in our life.
那难道信耶稣之后这些全部丢掉了？
Does that mean that after we were converted, we have to throw everything away?
哇，你是大公司的老板啊。
You are a CEO of a big corporation.
啊，信耶稣了把它卖掉吗？
So you going to sell your company after you become a Christian?
哇，你是女强人啊。
You are a powerful woman.
哇，你信了耶稣就变成是小猫吗？
Once you become a Christian, does that mean you become a...
不用翻译了。难道信耶稣我们就把东西丢掉吗？
Does that mean that once we become Christian, we throw away all the achievements in the past?
哇，你有一部 Mercedes 啊。
You suppose you have a Mercedes.
哇，你信耶稣把它丢掉了吗？
So do you throw that Mercedes away?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
那什么叫做有损？什么叫做有益？是到底是讲什么呢？
So what does it mean by gains and losses?
这是一个比较的观念。
This is a concept of relativity.
他说我以耶稣基督为至宝。
He said, I consider the Jesus Christ as the great worth, great surpassing worth.
最高点啦。
It's the highest point.
Ultima, 是不是啊？哦，不是车子啊，是至宝。
the great surpassing worth.
当我们认识了至宝之后
，When we know the surpassing worth, the greatness.
有没有次宝啊？
Is there a second best?
有没有啊？
Is there a second best?
当然有啊。
Of course there is.
在我们还没有认识次宝之前，
Before we knew the best.
那我们就有些次宝了，都是宝了，好、哦，次要的宝
了。We also all the second best.
哦，不过当我们认识了次宝之后，
But after we know the best.
那么你怎么安排你的次宝啊？其次的好的东西啊，
so,
就是你的成圣过程的重要一点了。
So what do we take care of the second best during the process of sanctification?
我不知道有没有跟你分享过一个小时候调皮捣蛋的经历。
I don't know if I ever shared with you
my naughty story. Naughty story.
A naughty story.
小时候我妈妈叫我们穿衣服是从这里第一个扣子开始扣的。
When I was younger, my mom taught me how to wear clothes, starting buttoning from the top.
但是我们那个调皮捣蛋了。
But we were mischievous.
我们从中间扣啊。
Then we start with from the middle.
啊，一扣的时候，哇，这里多一个，这边少一个，是吧？
And when you do that, there's sometimes you miss a button on top or miss a button at the bottom.
这个经历一直提醒我一件事情。
And that experience continues to remind me of something.
为什么人生次序会乱，你知道吗？
Why is the order of life get messed up?
因为我们第一个扣子没有扣好。
Because we didn't start with the first button, the top button.
换句话说，我们没有把至宝放在最高位置的时候。
In other words, we did not put the best at the highest place.
我们剩下的次好的东西就会乱成一团。
And then the second best in life will all jumbled up.
那么对保罗的改变而言
，To Paul's transformation.
他发现了至宝之后
，He discovered the best.
于是他就把次要的看成有损。
He considered all the second best as loss.
这个有损不是说我就把那些东西丢掉。
That does not mean that you throw away the second best.
因为当次好的取代了最好的时候，
When the second best replaces the best.
不管那个次好的有多好，
And no matter how good that second best was.
都成为至宝的损害了。
They will all become a loss to the best.
换一句话说。
In other words.
假如有益的变成有损的这个转变。
If the things that I consider as a gain become a loss.
那么这个是价值观的改变。
This is a changing value system.
是吗？
Right?
换一句话说，你信耶稣之后。
In other words, after you become a Christian.
你还可以开你的 Mercedes。
You continue to drive your Mercedes.
你可以继续做女强人。
You continue to be a smart, a strong woman.
你继续做 CEO.
You continue to be a CEO.
不过你知道。
But you know.
你这些以前可以夸口的东西。
But the things that you used to boast.
与耶稣基督比起来。
compared with Jesus Christ.
不能损害这位至宝者的地位。
You cannot use that to damage the position of the very best.
为了让大家了解，我要再啰嗦讲一个真实的见证。
In order for you to understand this truth, that I have to share another testimony.
有一个人做学生工作。
There was one person who was in the student ministry.
啊，我们有很多人也做学生工作。
Many of us are also doing student ministry.
那么帮助学生其中一件事情啊，很多事情，其中一件事情。
To help students and amongst all things.
就是要帮他们搬家。
To help them move.
是不是啊？
Right?
那么所以呢，他有一个 pickup 车子，哇，很好用哦。
This person has a pickup truck.
哇，谁要搬家就找他。
And whoever needs to move, they always
bring
it. 他
都很乐意把车借出去。
And he's always willing to help others.
大家都搬得很顺利。
So everyone moves very successfully.
这个车用太久了。
And over years.
很多人用啊。
And many people use it.
帮了很多人啊。
And helped move many people.
后来这个弟兄就想了。
So this brother thought.
哎呀，这车这么旧，老爷了哈。
And this car gets to be really old.
要换一部了。
We need to replace it.
不过他很有心。
He is a person with heart.
他一部新车还是 pickup.
He continued to replace the old pickup with the new pickup.
啊，还继续可以帮助人。
Continue to help people moving.
哇，新车来了很高兴。
When the new car comes, he was so excited.
哇，很爱惜啊，很爱惜啊。
Oh, he took real good care of the new pickup.
啊，一个礼拜洗三次。
And he washed it three times a week.
啊，过了一个礼拜之后。
After a week.
打电话来了。
There was a phone call.
哎，弟兄啊。
Brother,
哎，又有人搬家了。
Someone's moving.
能不能借车啊
？Can we borrow your car?
当然没问题了，借。
No problem, no problem.
然后用完了之后。
And after they finish.
糟糕了。
Something's wrong.
这个车子被刮花了。
And there was a scrape on the car.
哎呀，他拿到车子回来的时候啊。
When he got his car back.
脸色也变了。
His face changed.
心也碎了。
His heart was broken.
他摸着那个伤痕。
And she was touching the scrape.
哎呀，怎么新车一个礼拜就变这样
？Oh, how can a new car look like this just in a week?
以后不借了。
I will no longer loan it out.
当他这样一想的时候
，The minute he thought about that,
他想到腓立比书。
He thought about Philippians.
什么是有益的
？What are gains?
什么是有损的
？What are loss?
车子好不好？新车好不好？
New cars, are they good?
有没有好不好？好。
They're all good.
你有一部新车，你说不好，你就给我了哈。
If you have a new car and you think it's no good,
当然好啊。
Of course, new cars are great.
把新车借给学生搬家，好不好
？To loan the new car to students to move, how is that good?
不过一旦发生什么意外的时候
，But when there's an accident,
他就发现在他心目中
，He found in his own heart
那部新车比耶稣基督的侍奉更重要。
He found that the new car actually takes a higher place, the priority than Jesus Christ.
于是次好的就取代了次好的了。
And therefore, the second best actually replaces the best.
这就是这里所讲的。
And that's what we're referring to right here.
对保罗而言，他有很多可以夸口的事情。
To Paul, there are many things in his life that he can boast.
但是他说，我所有被可以可夸的东西，与耶稣基督比起来。都是次好的。
So compared with Jesus Christ, everything that I could boast is nothing. It's a loss.
价值观的改变。
This is changing the value system.
所以保罗必须要成圣。
Therefore, Paul must just sanctify.
成圣就是这个过程的开始了。
Sanctification is the beginning of this process.
而这个开始价值观改变。
And this is the beginning of the value, changing the value system.
假如保罗必须成圣。
If Paul must sanctify,
我们需不需要
？Do we? Should we?
需不需要？当然需要，我也必须成圣。
We must also sanctify.
同意吗？同意。
Do you agree?
那么下面一起读，好不好
？Let's read the next phrase together.
我也必须成圣。
I also must sanctify.
是啊，那么在这个成圣过程中，不是停留在这里呢
？In the process of sanctification, we don't just stop here.
他说：“因着基督。”
Because of Christ,
我的价值观改变。
His value system changed.
不过他继续讲。
But he continued to say.
他说：“我已将万事当作有损的，因我以认识基督为至宝。”
I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
因着基督是一个开始。
Knowing Christ is only a beginning.
因着基督，于是我们现在开始认识基督更深了。
Knowing Christ is the beginning. Now through knowing, because of Christ, we start knowing.
成圣是一个过程。
Sanctification is a process.
一步接着一步。
A step after step.
每一个人生命不断的改变。
The life continues to change.
于是，当我们认识耶稣，真实认识他的至宝的时候。
So when we finally realize.The great worth of Jesus Christ.
于是万事都有损了。
So everything has.
It's a loss.
Oh, it's a loss. Thank you.
换句话说。
In other words.
假如你比较一下刚刚保罗说什么呢
？But when you compare what Paul just said.
他说有益的有损，是不是啊
？The gain actually considered as loss now.
还有东西有益哦。
There were still things that were gained to him.
但是这个时候他说有损是万事都有损。
Then he considered everything is a loss.
因为与至宝比起来。
Because compared to the best,
he knew that
Christ Jesus,
其他都算不了什么。
Nothing else can compare with the best.
这是价值观不止改变，而且深化，是不是啊
？This is the value system deepens in his heart.
所以这是一个成圣的过程。
This is the process of sanctification.
保罗需要成圣。
Paul needs sanctified.
我们要不要？要。
Do we need to sanctify?
你觉得要不要我们一起再读一次
？Do you think we should read this?
预备好了没有
？Are you ready?
一起，我也必须。
I must sanctify.
保罗因着基督认识了基督。
Paul, because of Christ, he knows Christ.
但是他又说了一句话。
But he said something else.
他说我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Paul said, "For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage." That I may gain Christ.
原来的圣经呢是这样写的。
The original scripture said as such.
啊，假如翻成中文啊，更传神和忠实的翻译了，应该说我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪，没有土。
So for whose sake I have lost things, I considered them.
Human waste.
Human waste.
这是原来的字。
That was the original verbiage.
不过翻圣经怎么能这样翻嘛，是不是啊
？But when you translate Bible, you can't really translate it into.
所以呢，有的圣经就是和本翻成粪加个字吧，哈，太碍眼了，粪土这样。
So therefore, the union translated into rubbish, garbage.
有的人就翻成废物
or waste.
不过你要知道原来的字多么强烈。
But you should know the original word was very strong.
虽然不怎么雅。
Even though it was not elegant.
万事看成粪。
Everything was considered as rubbish. Human waste.
不过他不是傻瓜。
But he was not foolish.
怎么 Mercedes 变成粪
How could a Mercedes-Benz become a rubbish?
那个五千尺的大房子变成粪了
Can a 5,000 square feet living space house become a waste?
当然不是
Of course not.
因为他有一个重要的比较
Because he has a very important comparison.
那是最后一句话
And it's in the very last word.
为要什么啊？得着基督。
That I may gain Christ.
哦，那这样我们明白了，明白了。
Now we understand.
成圣是一个过程，对吗
？Sanctification is a process.
当我们可以丢弃万事。
When we can afford to lose everything.
但是丢的是我得了。
But as I lose, I also gain.
得到什么？耶稣基督。
We're gaining Christ.
这是一个坚持。
This is a confirmed.
价值观的改变不是只有认知
And the changing the value system is not just a knowledge
是一个行动
It's an action
所以他丢弃
Therefore he
在心灵里面他完全把这些东西放下来
From his heart he put down everything
假如是保罗必须成圣的话
If Paul must sanctify
我们要不要成圣
Do do we need to sanctify?
你假如不厌其烦，再读一次好不好？
If you're not tired, let's read it together. One.
我也必须成圣。
I must also sanctify.
成圣是一个过程。
Sanctification is a process.
然后他说，罗马书第八章一到二节给我们一个重要的方向。
The Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 2 gave us a very important direction.
一起读一次好吗？
Let's read it together.
如何成圣呢？如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在耶稣基督里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
为什么是要成圣？
Why do we need to sanctify?
这里讲到两种律。
There talks about two types of law.
律的意思就是掌管、掌控的力量。
Laws are the power of control.
对这个 罗马书这段经文讲得很清楚，有两种律，对不对？
There are two types of laws referenced in this passage.
一个什么律啊？是生命圣灵的律。
The first law is the law of spirit who gives life.
第二个律呢？
What is the second law?
罪和死的律。
The law of sin and death.
就好像一只鸟。一只鸟。
Just like a bird.
这只鸟为什么会飞呢？
How does a bird fly?
它有两个律在控制，一个叫重力，是不是？
So there are actually two forces that are in effect.
它会掉下来，对不对？
The bird could drop to the ground.
你看我这个小手放会怎么样？
If I drop that,
我这样掉下来了，是吧？
It drops.
不用做实验了，你就知道，因为有什么了？重力啊。
There is a gravitational force that pulls things down.
那鸟在天上为什么不掉下来？
Then why isn't the bird dropped to the ground?
哦，你吴牧师，你不能讲，那鸟在翅膀滑动啊。有浮力，
you know that the bird has wings and it continues to float in the air.
有另外一个力量提升它。
There's another force that brings him up, which is anti-gravity or the flotation.
就好像一只鸟在天上飞一样。
Just like a bird that is flying in the air.
你跟我在世上也面对两个律。
You and I living on the earth also faces two laws.
一个律叫做罪和死的律。
One law is called the law of the death and sin.
不过还有另外一个律提升我们，对不对？
There's another law who lifts us up.
叫做赐生命圣灵的律。
The law of spirit that gives life.
假如你想象 你是那只鸟的话。
If you imagine yourself as a bird.
你假如要如鹰展翅上腾的话。
If you want to be like an eagle that continues to fly upward.
那你必须要另外一个力量掌控了罪的力量。
You must have another force that can control the law of sin and death.
那个力量叫什么呢？生命圣灵的力量，对吗？
And that is the law of spirit that gives life.
这个叫做成圣。
This is called sanctification.
好，复习一下好不好？
Let's have a reflection.
想了那么多，想一想保罗的人生。
Let's think about the life of Paul.
其实它代表着在座每一位的人生。
Actually represents the life of every one of us.
我们都有地上的生活。
We all have a life on earth.
因为我们都活在地上。
Because we all live on this earth.
在地上你有你的成功。
On this earth, you have your own success.
你有你的成就，对吗？
You have your own achievement.
不过就好像保罗成为我们一个代表的话。
And Paul is a representative of us.
有一天他看到天上的大光改变了，是不是？
One day he saw the light from heaven, and that changed him.
于是他信耶稣了。
Then he was converted.
正如在座每一位，某一年、某月、某一天，你也信耶稣了。
Just like every one of us, that we were converted at a day, a year.
于是我们地上的人生开始转变了。
So the life on earth
转变成天上的人生了，是不是？
Becomes the life in heaven.
那么天上的人生和地上的人生是并存的喽。
So the life on earth and the life in heaven are happening simultaneously.
我们活在地上。
We are living on earth.
不过我们的心在天上。
But our heart is in heaven.
这个叫在地如天，对不对？
And this is because we live on earth, but as if we're in heaven.
于是我们这个人生转变成圣的开始了。
So this is the beginning of our life. sanctification. We don't no longer think just about the things on earth. We start thinking about the things in heaven.
就好像刚刚菲利比书讲的啦,
just like the Philippians.
哦, 原来成功成就, 与基督相比,
so the success and the achievement that we have is a loss compared to Christ Jesus.
为什么呢? 因为基督,
why is that?
因着基督,
because of Christ, we enter into eternal. Not only we know him, but we know him in depth.
最后我们要得着他,
and eventually we will gain Christ.
这个是一个过程,
this is the process.
不是一天的,
it doesn't happen overnight.
是每天的,
it's an everyday thing.
这个叫什么过程啊?
What kind of process is it called?
成圣的过程,
this is the process of sanctification.
2015年,
the year 2015,
求主帮助我们,
we ask God to help us
经历这个成圣的过程,
to experience the sanctification.
因为只有成圣的生命长大,
only when the life that was going through the sanctification,
于是我们才可能靠主喜乐,
and then as it grows, we could rejoice in the Lord.
保罗需要成圣,
Paul needs to sanctify.
我们需不需要成圣?
Do we need to sanctify?
那就一起再读一次,
so let's read it together one more time.
我也要成圣,
we must also sanctify.
让2015年,
let the year 2015,
不是因为我们什么成就使我们喜乐,
not because any works or achievement that make us happy,
而是靠主喜乐,
but rejoice in the Lord.
不因成就,
not by work,
来靠成圣,
but by sanctification.
一起祷告,
let's pray together.
谢谢主的恩典,
we thank you God for your grace,
因为你拯救我们,
because you saved us,
使我们因着基督进入永恒生命之中,
because of Christ, so that we may enter the life of eternity.
不只因着你, 我们也认识你,
not only because of you, but we also get to know you.
认识基督使我们生命转变,
knowing Christ that changed our life.
所以最后我们有一个决定,
so therefore we have a resolution.
我要得着基督,
we must attain, gain Christ.
主恩待我们,
Lord, we ask you for your mercy.
在这个成圣过程中,
as we're going through the process of sanctification,
随时在我们的心中, 随时在我们的左右,
please be with us, around us, all the time.
引领我们,
guide us.
于是我们可以跟从基督,
therefore, we may follow Jesus.
在2015年与神同行,
and walk with God in the year 2015.
我们这样的心愿和祷告,
our desires and our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.